Coming in first is about all the glory, right? You get all the glory when you win. You become the hero, the legend. But when you come in last, you know, that doesn't work so well. And Scotty knows about that, right,
Corey? Yep, Scotty. Scotty does know about coming in last.
When did I?
Huh?
When did I?
When didn't you?
Probably the last, I don't know, 8 years.
Okay, all right. Right.
Scott, that was a let the bombs be accurate moment.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know what Greg actually started it all.
No, wow. I was just playing it up.
I can't believe it.
Well, wow. I thought it was a nice little.
It's Friday. We're a little feisty. Yeah,
wow. We're feisty.
Greg usually doesn't start that up.
I'm the even keeled one.
You're usually kind of wimpy about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
There you go right there.
Why are you guys doing that? Yeah.
Somehow I just had an Italian. I think I had an Italian accent there for some reason.
No. You sound like Sylvester the Cat.
That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. But speaking of coming in last, then sometimes there's a punishment for coming in last. Thankfully, Scotty never had to do the punishment. Ryan Stu did, and Ryan Stu joins us right now here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. So why don't you tell everybody listening about your story, about what happened, and how you are now on with us?
We have a very passionate fantasy football league, and I just want to point out, usually I'm a winner in this league, but this year, just say I ran into some bad luck. So as a last place prize, my friends put my face all across Chicago. And they made it even worse. They told me everybody that I'm Chicago's most eligible bachelor.
Well, are you?
Well, I'd like to consider it now. I have a lot of ladies talking to me, not about fantasy advice, but other things.
Yeah, this almost doesn't seem like a punishment, Ryan. This seems like a reward, like maybe your league mates got this wrong. Like everybody wants, you know, everybody talks about these punishments where they want to punish the guy for finishing last place. They put your photo on bus stop advertisement billboards as the most eligible bachelor in town, and now you're getting calls from women and social media contacts from all types. I think a lot of fantasy players would want to get in your league and finish last if this is the kind of punishment.
I mean, my friends would hate that I say this, but I'm still a winner. I'm always a winner in our league. So it worked out for the best, I guess.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan? Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. How you doing?
Hey, boy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. So let me ask you a question, brother. You said you had a bad season this year. Who was kind of like some of the players that led to your downfall?
Oh, my gosh. Lamar Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He is the bane of my existence this year. If he got me some touchdowns, I would have had a much better season. I had some good late-round picks, but it just wasn't consistent enough. I love running backs.
You love running backs?
Everybody in our league is all, yeah, got to go running back first because there's not much else.
You playing a point per reception league, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a half point per reception.
Half point per reception.
Ryan, we did a lot of things about draft preparation this week, and do you have sex the night before your draft, or do you drink during your draft? Could either one of these been your downfall?
I like to keep a clear head. Sometimes I'll drink, but I let the other guys in my league drink. It'll be their downfall. This year, I didn't. Look what happened.
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan Stu here, who finished last in his fantasy league, had his face plastered across bus stops all across Chicago, most eligible bachelor in all of Chicago, on with us. So now we got another gritty details here. How many calls have you gotten, and how many dates have you gone on since your billboard has been picked up?
I mean, the first couple days, it actually dropped on Valentine's Day. So it was crazy. I had a bunch of girls Instagramming me. I had a bunch of news sources talking about me and my life, and my personal life. I mean, this all came because of fantasy football, like a side hobby. So it's been crazy. It's been unreal.
So, but you didn't answer. You completely avoided the question. Now, clearly, you've been way too much media here, where you're avoiding questions now.
Yeah, well, I avoided winning this season, so I'm obviously not doing good this year. I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question was, how many dates have you been on since Valentine's Day?
Oh, I've been on a couple. I mean, 4, 5. I'm about to go on a lot more.
Do you worry about, like, sometimes, you know, people who ride public transportation can be kind of sketchy. You know, somebody like a sketchy
somebody
character.
Somebody rides the damn train every day.
I know this because I ride the bus and the train every day.
And everyone's looking at him.
Have you ever gotten any like really like creepy people hitting you up because somebody weird might be sitting at a bus stop looking at you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had some girls like give me their whole life story, like relationship history. I've had girls praying for my fantasy football season next year. Some have been funny, some have kind of creeped me out. But it's an interesting experience, I guess.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world to come last in this league. No. I think these guys air it.
Hey,
they try.
How much is first place?
First place is usually about $1,000.
Nice, it's not bad. It's a nice come up.
Way more than $1,000 in advertising.
Yeah, there you go.
I think they spent less, but I made out the winner.
Clearly. Wow. Clearly. Chatting up with Ryan Stu here this morning. And hey, Ryan, can you, when you guys do a draft order, except it is draft season fantasy baseball wise, when you guys pick your draft order for fantasy football, do you guys like pick it out of a hat? Do you, you know, do something crazy? How does that work? What do you guys do?
Well, I was actually the commissioner for a couple of years, so I like to get creative on the feature. Last year, I know we did the Masters, the golf tournament.
Right.
But every year, I always try and pick something that's interesting. Everybody gets a random pick, and then we can follow it all summer up until August when we start drafting.
Sure.
This year, I'm not sure. Maybe we can do something with this bus ad and girl. I don't know. We'll have fun with it.
You're a teacher, and you know, speaking to some other teachers across the country, they've actually like worked fantasy sports into their curriculum. You know, what subject do you teach, and is that something you ever considered?
I've actually done it before. I teach psychology, so we have to go over stats, and for one of my assignments in grad school, I do a stats project, so I actually did it about fantasy football. It was about running backs and age and correlation between their stats. So I definitely show my kids. I rub it in. I love fantasy.
That's very cool, Ryan. I'm glad to hear that. You play any fantasy baseball, or are you just fantasy football guy?
You know, I used to do baseball, basketball. That's when I had a lot of time. I used to work the night shift. That's also when I was good at fantasy football. Yeah. Now with a big boy job, I gotta have other priorities.
You got other things you got to do. Yeah, I feel you on that one. You're probably not, you know, with all your newfound success and fame, you may not have, you know, much time to focus towards the hobby in the 2017 season. Who's your favorite football team?
Oh, Chicago Bears. From Chicago.
Yeah, they
born and raised.
They're doing pretty bad. Sorry about
rebuilding,
that.
Rebuilding. Yeah. It's okay.
No, I feel you.
It happens. All good franchises do it.
You didn't get no shares of Jordan Howard this year?
No, I didn't. I didn't think it would be that big. I mean, to be honest, my whole fantasy football season was a disaster. Yeah. All my
Did something happen different?
Thomas.
Did something happen different? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why this particular season did you think you fall off? That you fell off?
Maybe I overthunk it. I don't know. Yeah. I usually do that too much. I don't go with my gut.
When you take a look at the picture of you on the bus stop, it has you know, you walking an elderly lady across the street. You know, was this a planned photo shoot, or you know, you the guys in your league like kind of like lifted the picture from somewhere?
No, they took the picture, and if you've actually seen what I look like now compared to the bus ad without there, I lost like 20, 25 pounds. I look nothing like that picture, and that's why it's a punishment. It's horrible.
But you still got calls and dates.
Yeah. Like I said, I can't complain. I just got to do better next year in fantasy.
Have any of your students seen the picture?
Yeah, they just found out recently. They still can't believe it, that their teacher in Chicago is the most eligible.
As
long as they're paying attention.
What grade do you teach here?
I teach high school.
Oh, boy. So that's interesting. So, like, so number one, do they like look to you for fantasy advice? And now number two, like, have any of the females in your high school been like, eligible bachelor, okay.
No, that's a big no-no in teaching. I count my
Greg, what are you trying?
I'm just asking.
Greg, what could he say? It happens all the time.
Maybe.
What is he going to say?
Maybe.
Well, he can't say it, even if it's true.
No, that's a gray area.
What's wrong with this guy?
So
poor
so,
guy comes on here. You're going to try to cost him his job.
So you were in an interview. You were saying like your commissioner put this together. He has like a journalism background, etc. And he was pretty clever putting it together. How much did it cost? You know, and did they take this from the league funds? Is this something that the guys put into the pot, and you know maybe they take something out, you know, for the punishment?
Yeah, I think a bunch of people chipped in. I don't think it was as much as the first place prize. It was on like $500 with all the printing and stuff. One of my other friends works for advertising, so he got the discount. And I mean, we just love having fun. We do a bunch of pranks like this. And usually I'm the one doing the pranks, so it's kind of nice that my friend did this to me. It's kind of karma.
My last question is in regards to, again, going back toward how you picked your team names. We heard a story from one of you guys in your league who we spoke to that there was a porn convention involved one time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. that's actually how we decided our top three draft pick last year.
What's the story?
I mean, going into the specific details, but basically the girls that were at the convention, based on some questions we asked, chose the draft pick.
All right, we'll take it. We'll leave it there. Ryan, Stu, thanks for hanging out, man, and being a good sport.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Yeah,
thank you, Ryan.
Maybe you can give me some advice for next year.
Yeah, you know.
Download the app.
GrottoExperts.com. We can hook up Ryan with an exclusive edge package here.
Yeah, we'll comp Ryan an exclusive edge package.
So talk awesome. To the producer before you hang up, and we'll get your information, and we'll get it done.
Thanks, I need all the help I can get.
No problem, we're happy to help.
I take a bus every day. That would be so cool if like I saw that when I was waiting for the bus. You know, like an ad about fantasy football.
Well, just don't call me.
Yeah, no, Ryan.
I'm married. You won't have to worry.
All right, yeah. You don't want him to call you, Ryan. Believe us. There you go. Ryan Stu, Chicago's most eligible bachelor.